everybody. Welcome back to the Just Go For It podcast, episode 105. I am Melissa Hunter, your host, also known to some people on the internet as Mommy. And this week I want to talk to you about gratitude. Now I know this is like an overused word, technique, all kinds of stuff in the self-help world and the success world and in religion and everything else that's out there. But you know what? Just shut up and be grateful. There's a reason sometimes that things get overused. Sometimes it's because it's a buzzword like low-hanging fruit or take it to the next level or we're going to 10x it. And sometimes it's because it's a tried and true throughout eternity thing that people just need to do and that people are not doing. The reason why gratitude over the past decade or so has become such a hot topic is because people have stopped being grateful. We have just become a society of complaining babies. I'm sorry, this is a little bit negative for me. I'm usually a lot more positive because I'm actually really grateful to be here, folks. You know, people think that I'm just sometimes a little bit of a Pollyanna, that I see things as positive all the time. And there's a reason for that. It's because I've spent my entire life battling depression and anxiety. And so I have to be consciously aware all the time of what my mind is doing. That's how I maintain my mental health. And it's interesting, Jared Padalecki from Supernatural, don't laugh at me, I'm a Supernatural fan, and Jared is an amazing mental health warrior. And he said at a Supernatural convention last year that you need to get aggressive about your self-care and your mental health. And that's absolutely true. You need to be really aggressive about this. And you need to get aggressive about your gratitude, people. Because if you're miserable, the reason you're miserable is because you don't realize how awesome your life actually is. So let me kind of try to give you the Melissa perspective. And then maybe you can apply this to your life. So for 2 years, while I was... I still am. But so for 2 years, I was going through an MS therapy called Tysabri. It was a once a month infusion. The stuff was great. You could only do it for 2 years, though, because after that, then you're at risk for a brain eating infection that would leave you a vegetable or kill you. And my risk was particularly high because I had a high titer of this particular virus in my body. But I could do it for 2 years, which was awesome. That 2 years bought me time until other therapies became available that were able to get me under control. So I'm very grateful for those 2 years. But during those 2 years, every month, I would go to the chemotherapy center at our medical center. And I would be sitting there, me, you know, dragging a foot, a little tired, a little numb, some spasms here and there. Me, poor little me, surrounded by women my age who were skin and bones, who were hairless, vomiting, struggling. They were fighting for their lives against one form of cancer or another. And sometimes I would see the new people and this was their first chemo treatment and they had all the questions and they would look around at the other people in that room. It's not a private situation. You're all just sitting in these chairs sort of arranged in a circle staring at each other. It's kind of a very strange situation. And, you know, and I could see the look in their eyes like, oh my God, that's going to be me in 6 weeks, 12 weeks. And I would sit there and I would thank God. I would be so grateful that I only had MS and that MS, while inconvenient, was not going to kill me. And so I was really, really grateful. And I was reminded every month to be so grateful that this is what I got. And God willing, this is all I will get. And I'm good with that. I am totally good with that. I could be in a wheelchair 5 years from now. God forbid. It looks like that's not going to happen. But if it happened, I would still be grateful, because as my brother reminded me when I first got diagnosed, they were looking at the time to decide if the big thing on my spinal cord was a lesion, MS, or if it was a spinal cord tumor. And I said, being in a rational frame of mind, I really want it to be a spinal cord tumor, because then they can cut it out, I can get radiation or chemotherapy, and then I'll be able to dance at my daughter's wedding. And my brother Michael said, if it's MS, you'll make it to your daughter's wedding even if you're in a wheelchair. If it's a spinal cord tumor, you might not live to see your daughter's wedding. And then, you know, I was like, oh, reality check. You're right. Yeah, cancer actually is worse. Cancer trumps MS every time. So that's kind of the way I look at things. I'm like a super grateful person. And I spend an awful lot of time in my consulting practice coming across people who complain a lot. And people like to come to me to complain. And more I've been shutting them down, because it's like, don't harsh my mellow. If you're coming to me because you want my assistance, you want to hire me, you want my consulting, my coaching, my advice, hey, I'm here. But know that I'm going to give you a pep talk, right? And we're going to talk about the first thing that you need to do is to stop with this complaining thing that you're doing. If you have a problem, let's deal with it. Let's look at how we can fix it. Let's talk about some techniques so we can get you to a better place. Don't just keep coming to me complaining and complaining and complaining and complaining. I mean, you need to put perspective around your life sometimes. You're listening to a podcast right now, which means that you live somewhere on this planet where you are able to listen to a podcast. Keep in mind that millions, if not billions of people, do not have the technology to listen to a podcast. As a matter of fact, they don't have clean water. Just take a moment, take that in, and be grateful. And I'm asking everybody in life to just like stop for a second and be amazed. Because if you're listening to this podcast, I believe you live in society where you can listen to a podcast, where you have enough money to go buy a latte, half-calf, almond milk, Splenda, Frappuccino over ice with some cold foam, right? I mean, you live in that world. You live in a world where you don't just make a cup of coffee and you're Mr. Coffee at home anymore. You live in a world where you're walking around with this like amazing electronic device with this thing in your ears, and you're listening to someone talk to you while you're going to a job or picking your kid up from school, or while you're going for a walk or exercising at the gym, because you have to exercise at the gym because you're getting old and you're gaining weight. And you gotta lose weight, because you don't walk 5 miles each way to get probably cholera-infested water. Let's get your little gratitude hat on, and while you're walking on that treadmill or standing on this crowded subway, which in July smells heinous, be grateful for the fact that you're there. And that you're not somewhere else. How about being grateful that you woke up this morning? Les Brown said, you know, any day above ground is a great day. And sometimes that seems reductive, I know, but guys, it's true. I mean, you can be part of the herd of bleating, complaining cows who are just walking around in the field all day. Moo, this sucks. Moo, moo, my life sucks. Moo, it's grass every day, right? Or you could be brave, and you could be bold, and you could become a bird, and you can join me up here in the sky. Now, I will tell you that I fly alone a lot, but it's really cool. The view from up here is amazing. It's breathtaking. It's awe-inspiring. And I'm so happy, and I feel so blessed because I'm grateful. I'm grateful for everything. I'm grateful that I'm sitting here doing this podcast right now. I am grateful that my husband put together these really awesome Adirondack chairs that, thanks to having a YouTube channel, we were able to purchase. Because if we did not have a YouTube channel, things would be a little bit tighter around here and there wouldn't be money to do extras like get really cute Adirondack chairs for the backyard. No, I'm not making millions of dollars on YouTube. No, I'm not making the tons of money that we were making in 2015, so we were able to go on huge first class trips to Disney every year, sometimes twice a year. But you know what? I got to do that. And I've got these really cool Adirondack chairs that I'm really excited about. As a matter of fact, I might take a picture of them and make them the thumbnail for this podcast. I'm so grateful for those chairs and for the money to have those chairs. See, this is where the magic happens with gratitude. When you're grateful, things start to happen. Now, that's not why you should be grateful. And a lot of people teach gratitude as a success strategy. Not me. I teach gratitude because you just should be. You may or may not become successful, whatever that means to you. You may or may not become rich because you decide to become a grateful person and join me up here as a bird being all grateful and riding the clouds and all that kind of stuff. And that might not happen. It might not. But you'll be enjoying life. And I don't know, to me that seems like success. Enjoying life always seems like success to me. And as a matter of fact, being alive to me seems successful, although I do believe in an afterlife and that it's a great place. But at the same time, I'm like not in a big hurry to get there. If you want to have a successful life, a happy life, a fulfilling life, you need to get grateful. You need to shut up and be grateful. The first thing I'm going to ask you to do on this podcast, and we will revisit this topic many, many times, but here's what I'm going to ask you to do. It's really simple. I want you to get a little notebook. Yes, a notebook. Now, there is a great gratitude app that I use, but pen and paper really is more powerful. I hate to admit that too, because I have trouble writing because of the MS, so I can like never read what I write, but I still write because it is a powerful thing that happens with your brain when you put pen to paper, or pencil to paper in my case. Anyway, so I want you to start and end each day for 30 days by writing down 5 things that you're grateful for. These do not have to be big things, okay? I am very often, especially right now in July, very often on my gratitude list is air conditioning. And I write it AC because I know what I'm being grateful for. Man, am I grateful for air conditioning. I'm grateful for things like clean water. I'm often grateful for my bed. I really like my bed. I'm grateful for my house. I'm grateful for my computer. I'm really grateful for my iPhone. I really love my iPhone. I'm grateful for my cats. I'm grateful for, you know, if it was a nice day. Sometimes I'm grateful for rain because we needed it. I'm grateful for my dolls. I'm grateful, obviously, for my husband, for Gracie, for my family. But it can be really simple stuff. Whatever just in the moment you're grateful for, what I'm trying to tell you is you don't need to write War and Peace about what you're grateful for. I just want you to pause in the morning when you wake up and right before you go to bed and write a minimum of 5 things that you're grateful for. They don't have to be things that happened that day, okay? Just things that you're grateful for. Maybe you wake up in the morning and you're like, ugh, and you write on your list coffee or caffeine, like, ugh, right? I'm so grateful for that because I know it's going to hit me soon. Write those things down. These lists may get longer over time. And if you do this in the morning and at night before you go to bed for 30 days, I absolutely guarantee you that you will feel better. I absolutely guarantee it, and I very rarely absolutely guarantee any results. I'm usually like, your results may vary. No, I guarantee you, you will feel better. You will feel better, and you will have fun with this if you let yourself have fun with it. Life is a gift, people. We're here. okay? We're here and we're on this planet. Right there, I'm grateful for that. Again, if you're listening to this podcast, it tells me you live in a society where things like listening to a podcast, like having time to listen to a crazy woman talk, you have time to do that because you're not fighting for your survival. You're not fighting a war. You're not being bombed out. You're not dying from starvation. You're not living in a world where your access to information is being controlled by the government. Think about that. Be grateful you can listen to podcasts. Trust me, people, there is so much to be grateful for. And if you start focusing on all of the things that are awesome, it will kind of take your mind off the other stuff. And then you'll start to feel better. And when you start to feel better, then more good stuff starts to happen. And then you've got more to be grateful for. And then it just keeps going and going. And instead of becoming a vicious cycle, it becomes a beautiful cycle. What have you got to lose by doing this every morning and every night? I mean, really, what's it going to cost you? Be brave. Be bold. Be grateful. Just go for it. Thank you guys for listening. You can find links to where to find me on social media and on the internet in the show notes. And I will talk to you again next week. Thanks for listening. Bye.